Shalom to all. Today we're going to be starting a brand new Masechta, Maseches Maaseros, and as we always say, the same way that we're starting this Masechta together, we should be zeichet to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos, which are going to be Mishnah Aleph and Beis, are sponsored by Bischos Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zagos Amar Zitiv Chol Yitzchak Alatzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Slachan Siat Tishmaya, good health, Parnas Veshafa, and Kol Tuvsela, and Bischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zeichet to find Rezivik Hagun Bekar of Mamish. Now this Masechta deals not only with Maaser Rishon, but with all Maaseros. In general, the term Maaseros is used to refer to anything that needs to be separated from produce, such as Truma, Meiser, Meiser Sheni, and the like. Now we're going to learn what is Chayv in Meisers, when it's Chayv to have Meisers separated, when a person's allowed to eat from produce in an Ira manner before Meisers have been designated, and much more. Now much of this is going to be familiar because we've already encountered many of these halachas in previous Masechtas when learning about Peya, Demai, Shvias, and of course in the most recent Masechta, Trumas. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Klal Amr B'Meisers. They set a Klal, they set a rule. Who's the they? Chazal set a rule when it comes to Meiser. Kol Shu Oichel, anything which is food, meaning anything which is edible by humans. Vinishmar, and it's guarded, meaning it's not hefker, it doesn't grow out in the wild, it's something which grows in your garden or in your field. The gedul of min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground, as opposed to mushrooms that don't grow from the ground. Chayv b'maaser, something like this is chayv b'maaser. Va'id klal achar amru, and they also said another klal. Kol she'tchilasi oichal, v'sofa oichal, anything which at the beginning of its growth is ready considered oichal, and at the end of its growth is considered oichal. Afal pishu shamer l'haysef oichal, even though he's leaving it so that it can add on and become bigger, chayv katan v'gadol, it's chayv b'maaser whether it's small or big. For example, mini cucumbers or peppers. You know, you could go to the store and buy those small packages of mini sweet cucumbers and peppers. That's something which is considered chilase oichel, even though it's very small, it's still edible. But it's also seifa oichel. Many times you're going to leave that cucumber on the vine so it could grow to become much bigger. Since when it's both small and big, it's edible, so it doesn't make a difference what stage you have it in, it's chayv and meiser. However, v'chol she'ein chilase oichel, something at the beginning of its growth which is not edible. For example, a little orange which is growing on the tree, you can't eat it, avol seifa oichel, but eventually once it grows, it's going to be oichel, and in chayv ad she'ase oichel, it's not going to be chayv and meiser until it becomes oichel, until it becomes food. Now Mishnah Beis gives us a number of examples. From when are pears chayv and meiser? Meaning, from when do they reach this stage that they're considered eichel? So hata'enim, figs, mishayav chilu, from once they begin to ripen, which is from when they turn white. Ha'anavim, grapes, va'avashim, which is some inferior type of grape. Mishayav ishu, from when the seeds become visible from the outside. Ha'oig, which is a type of cherry. Va'tutim, some translate this as strawberries, others mulberries. Mishayadimu, from once they become red. V'chalo ha'adum mishayadimu. And any fruit which is red is only going to be chayv and meiser once it turns red. Harimainim, pomegranates, mishei masu, from when a person could squish the seeds with his fingers, meaning the seeds are ripe enough that he could just take his finger, he doesn't have to use a kli of any sort, just his fingers are enough to squish the seed. Hatamarim, dates, mishei atilu sa'ar, from when they start looking like sourdough. Sourdough looks all cracked, and the skin of dates that are ripe enough to eat have cracks in them. Ha'farsakim, peaches, mishei atilu gidim, from when they start having streaks in them. Ha'egaizim, walnuts, mishei yasu megura, from when they become a storage house. What does it mean from when they become a storage house? As the walnut is growing inside the shell, it's attached to the shell the moment it becomes ripe to eat, so it detaches itself from the shell, and the shell just becomes a storage chamber for the nut. It's at that stage that it's chayv and meiser. Now Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he says, ha'egoizim vashgedim, walnuts and almonds, mishayasu klipa, they're only chayv and meiser once they form this outer peel, which is a peel which is right on top of the nut, in between the nut and the shell. But what I'm passing like Rabbi Yehuda over here. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.